Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
Hey there, my friends call me Big Bobby. I dream big. I like big burgers, and I'm big on streaming. And when it comes to catching those big moments of my favorite shows, I unfold the big 7.6-inch screen of my new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 5.
I love you, James. I've always loved you.
And Big Bobby also gets big feelings. Good for you, James. You deserve it.
Go big wherever you go on the big screen of the new Galaxy Z Fold 5. Get yours now at Samsung.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Taking the Leap, the hit Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by the always hilarious Jason Gore. Tired of the usual dopey TV show recap podcast? Then maybe it's time for you to be Taking the Leap, an innovative evolution of the recap podcast. Taking the Leap, available where podcasts are available. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one at a time. Each episode of the podcast is an episode of Friends, and we're going through all of them. And I want to welcome you to the show and say it's time for us to go meet my friends and your friends, the Friends. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host of the show, and this is an exciting episode of Friends and an exciting episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. A little update with things. I am still without an engineer. We do not have an engineer. Jason is not a part of the show anymore. Pat is not a part of the show anymore. They've both moved on. They are doing another thing now, which is actually the sponsor for tonight's episode. We'll talk more about that later. And I will say, unrelated to that, we do have all of our sound clips back. They resurfaced. They were I would say deleted or removed from my computer. And now that I'm doing a commercial for the Quantum Leap podcast, they have shown back up on my computer. How about that? Isn't it funny how things like that work? Well, let me just say, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on this episode of Friends from Season 3, Episode 6. This one is called The One with the Flashback, and it is written by Marta Kaufman and David Crane, the creators of Friends. Directed by Peter Boners, who you also know as the dentist from Newhart, the Bob Newhart Show. And this aired on October 31st, 1996, Halloween of 1996. So people were coming home with their Halloween candy that night and watching Friends. Very exciting. I will say we do have a guest with us. We are trying to bring in different voices from the whole Friends community and get different people who are fans of the show and hopefully at some point have worked on the show. That's a goal, and we're getting closer to that in some ways. I had a little bit of a setback in terms of getting the guy who plays Gunther, whose name escapes me at the moment. He's not answered the emails. I'm hoping that changes. But I am excited to welcome to the show. We have Sabrina Mino, and you are a Friends fan.
Yes.
Who does a?
I'm the admin of the Facebook group that you're a part of.
Yes, I'm in a Facebook friends group, which is called, and I'm never sure how to say this group.
Oh, be bummity bum bum be bum bum.
Be bummity bum bum.
Like the theme song.
Like the theme song. Yeah. Okay. And that's, well, I guess you don't have to worry about sharing that name with anyone. That's that you have a clear path on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, you're just a big fan of Friends?
I'm a really big fan of Friends, and I just want a place to, like, share memes or sort of, like, ship for some of the characters and that sort of thing. And, yeah, so it's just me and a bunch of, like, my friends from school and some of my friends from the school in the next town over, and you.
And me, yes. So it seems like a very lively group, and it's nice to be a part of that and to have you be a part of this show, Sabrina. So thank you for doing this. I'm gonna explain this episode, and just you chime in anytime you want. Now, this episode's called "The One with the Flashback," and it's prompted by everyone sitting around in the coffee shop. Janice, who at this point is dating Chandler, asks who in the group almost had hooked up with the other people in the group, in the friends circle. And then you see a flashback that took place 3 years earlier than this, which would have put it at about a year earlier than the pilot of Friends is when this...
Halloween 1993,
although it's not a Halloween episode particular, but about then, yes, about 1993. So then you have Chandler's looking for a new roommate. You have Phoebe is living with Monica at that point, and she's moving out because she can't take... Monica's very controlling. She can't take it. The coffee shop, Central Perk, is a bar now, and it is going to become a coffee shop that will be the coffee shop that our friends hang out at. And we also see Rachel in a very limited role. She's not in this episode a whole lot. It's her and a couple of her friends talking about her upcoming marriage to Barry, the dentist, who, is, as we all know, in the pilot of Friends, that's where we start the series, that her relationship fell apart. She ran off, I guess, like a runaway bride kind of situation where she left Barry at the altar. But this is her now talking about that. And Ross is also happy that his wife, Carol, has met a new friend, Susan, who will...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, look out. And that's going to be a bit of a shocker because he's all excited because Carol doesn't have a whole lot of friends. And she makes a new friend, Susan, who, as people who watch the show will find out, that Carol falls in love with Susan and leaves Ross for Susan. And that happens. And then we see Joey... a kind of audition as Chandler's roommate and get the roommate, not the gig. He gets to be his roommate.
It's a gig.
He gets the gig to be Chandler's roommate, and we see the hookups that could have happened that came very close, where you have Joey and Monica come very close to hooking up. And that's one that runs through the series, actually, is that Joey, an interest, the night that Chandler and Monica hook up, Monica was looking for Joey that night, but Joey was not there. Chandler was there. So a little thing for the fans of the show. And you have Chandler and Rachel almost hook up. Ross and Phoebe smooch a little bit. And Monica and Chandler have their flirtation going as well in it. And they're the only ones, I guess, who had a relationship that came from. So give people a little bit of context, Sabrina, for what the page is like, the Facebook page.
So it's really cool. Like I said, it's mostly memes and fan theories. Like, a lot of times people will post like, oh, like, wouldn't it be awesome if this one got with that one? Mm-hmm. So this is, like, actually why I really like this episode, because you get to fantasize about what would it be like if, you know, Phoebe and Ross made out on a pool table? Mm-hmm. So that's why I like this episode. I'm actually working on a fan fiction right now about Ross and Monica getting together. And a lot of my friends say that that's messed up. But I think it's pretty good. And yeah, if you want to read it later, I brought a couple copies.
Oh, you actually printed out. I mean, the one thing I will say is that they are literally brother and sister
on the show. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Right. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through the stars and Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Captain your own ship as you venture through the settled systems, exploring over 1,000 planets while unraveling humanity's greatest mystery. For all, into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and pre-order. Rated M for mature.
Look, I will read it. I don't. That might not be the first place I would go for kind of if I was writing shipping fiction for the.
Well, it's kind of like how when you watch Star Wars, like even when you find out that like Leia and what's his name, the main one,
Luke.
Yeah, when you find out that they're siblings, you're still kind of like rooting for them. It's kind of, like that's the vibe.
Yeah, because they kissed in the first Star Wars movie, and then you find out they're brother and sister later. So I guess you're okay. Again, look, let me just say tonight's show is sponsored by. I have to read this as written. I just need to say that. So please don't recap podcasts are a dime a dozen. If you've heard one, you've heard them all. Let's face it, they're getting worse. The show you're listening to right now is proof of that. Thankfully, two people are ready and willing to take the leap into great recap podcasting. Super agent and producer Don Strong has teamed up with Jason Gore, formerly of The Vest Show. I have to read it as is. It's the best show. And Make Friends With Your Friends. It's not the... To give the world Taking the Leap, a truly innovative and entertaining recap podcast. Episode by episode, reviewing the greatness that was Quantum Leap. So let's leave the usual trash behind. It's time to take the leap with Don Strong's Taking the Leap, hosted by Jason Gore. Available where podcasts are available. He was the... former engineer.
He's the guy you had beef with.
Yeah.
That you were talking about before. Yeah.
He's not involved with the show anymore, but he, I can't make accusations with it, but if something went missing from your computer and you had someone in that you knew who had access to your computer at one point and was like a techie kind of guy, and then you got into a bit of a beef with him. And then that was missing all of a sudden from your computer. And then you were contacted from an anonymous email saying, if you read this ad on your show for that person's own podcast, you might find your files back on your computer. Wouldn't you do the math on that and be like, wouldn't that feel like, oh, I think I can figure out who's behind this?
I mean, I guess, but you said the files are missing, right?
Well, I have them back now.
Oh.
Because I read the ad, and now they're back.
Can I hear one?
Well, I mean, sure.
Time for another fun Friends Fact.
I love it.
Oh, good. That's why it was worth it to do the ad, Sabrina. That's why I just wanted to get it. When you say memes, what kind of memes? Are you talking about like you'll do like that feeling when...
Yeah, so sometimes it'll be like, well, I'm really into using the macro of Phoebe. And so it's just like a picture of Phoebe. And then it says like, that feeling when the cat smell.
Mm-hmm. Which is the... Sure. Okay.
So you could pretty much use it on like any thread and it would like own someone, or you could also mm-hmm. use it to like flirt with someone. Like it just sort of like fits everything.
Like that one covers a fair amount of ground.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could use it to really, okay, I guess I'm not great with using memes to just kind of be like a mic drop kind of moment. Mm-hmm. I guess that's something I could probably get better at. Let me say this episode I thought was an interesting episode. It doesn't move the plot forward. Feels like a little bit of a delay because there's a lot of drama right around the corner. But it was nice to see Phoebe as Monica's original roommate and to see Joey meet with Chandler for the first time. So that was fun stuff.
It was also really smart how they addressed how Monica could possibly afford the apartment.
Which was...
It belongs to her grandma.
That's right. They got that out of the way because the apartment is so...
Lavish.
Could you imagine how much that apartment would cost? If you had that...
Like $1 million?
Yeah. I think it would be more than a million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's go to the different things. What do we have here? Friends first.
Friends first.
This is the first time in the history of Friends that a character whose last appearance on the show takes place posthumously because Mr. Heckles is dead already. But since this now happened before Mr. Heckles' death, the neighbor, played by Larry Hankin, He appears. It's the final time. It's the first time somebody whose final appearance on Friends happens posthumously. And it's also, if you're watching all of the episodes in strict chronological order, this is where you would start. You'd watch this episode first, according to some people. Although some people would say you'd have to watch maybe the one with the prom first, because even though that has present day things, it also has the prom stuff. This also has present day things in the opening of the show, so it's not a full flashback of an episode. But those are a couple Friends first. Friends, a fun Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Marissa Ribisi portrays Rachel's friend Betsy in the episode, and she is the twin sister of actor Giovanni Ribisi, who plays on Friends Frank Jr., who's Phoebe's half-brother, who in season 3 we are going to get very familiar with because he is going to have quite the ask for Phoebe coming down the pike. I don't want to... No spoil. Well, it's spoilers. What do you mean spoilers? The show's been on for a while. She's going to ask for help with the baby. And then the line of the episode. Wait. Hold on.
What's happening?
It's the line of the episode.
Okay, I don't know. For a second, I thought he might have tinkered with the sound file. Line of the episode. Monica says to Chandler, "Get ready for me to whip your butt." And then Chandler says, "Yeah, okay, but after that, we're playing some pool." Mm-hmm. That was a fun. It's a funny.
It's funny.
It's a funny line. The rank the episode. I don't have music for that. That was one of the ones that got kind of lost in the shuffle, trying to get the thing. And Pat did a thing, and it didn't go well. And this gets 7 out of 10. Friends. It's a perfectly fine episode. Everybody's having fun. But in the scheme of things, it's not the most meaningful episode of the show. We'll rank the friends in this episode. Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Chandler, Ross, and Rachel goes last because she's barely in the episode.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite of all the friends, Sabrina?
Oh my God. Probably Phoebe because she's so random.
Uh-huh. It's just that rando quality to just like, you don't know what she's going to say.
Well, it's like a tie. Like, I like Phoebe because she's so random.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I really like Chandler because, like, I am fluent in sarcasm, so.
Sure. So you feel.
I love sarcasm. Yeah.
An affinity with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So Phoebe and Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is a good episode. We'll keep talking more about it, but I want to tell everybody thank you for listening to this episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. We will be back with another episode, and thank you to Josh Cantor for the music, and we'll be back again, and we'll meet the friends again, my friends, your friends, the friends. Thanks for listening.